I'm Mark Bayshore. Sex trafficking has been a major problem in Michigan, and the recent charges against Stuart Dunnings have brought the issue back into the spotlight once again. Michigan has been ranked 5th in the number of girls being sold into sex slavery, with estimates of over 100 girls being lured into the trade per month. Sherry Montgomery, founder of the House of Promise, wants to change that. The House of Promise is a Lansing nonprofit that seeks to be a safe haven for girls ages 12 to 22 who have been victims of trafficking or sexual abuse. Their goal is to disrupt the patterns of slavery through education and care for the survivors. For Neighbors in Action this week, we're finding out more about what they do and how the community can help. Sherry Montgomery joins us now on Current State. Nice to see you again.
Good morning.
How exactly are you able to support victims of trafficking and abuse? Talk to us about what you offer.
Well, we're working on getting the home. That is going to be the key to it. Right now, we're working very diligently to raise funds to purchase the home. But during the time now is we are getting our policies, our procedures, everything that we need to have the house in the background. Every time I come on air somewhere or something, I end up getting girls reaching out to me. And what we do is I do have, a counselor on staff. If I feel that I can help them, I get them in at no charge. And we figure out what we can do. But basically, we need a house to house them because, if you can help them out there only so much because we lose them.
And why is having a house for these women so important to the mission?
Well, when you're in, I can give you an example of a young lady that called me after one of the talks I did, and she found our number and she called me. She was afraid for her life. She was afraid her pimp was going to kill her. She needed a place now. It took me 2 days calling all over the state, but because she was 18, I could not find a safe place for her. By the time, within 2 days, I lost her. She went back under. So I have no idea where that young lady went.
So shelter is really the heart of your mission and a big part of addressing this problem?
Sure, because, one of my questions is, we had this big raid last year, which is what's linked to, the Stuart Dunning case now and all of that. They rescued these girls that they say that were beaten and drugged. And I don't know if anybody else has asked this question, but what happened to the girls? We have the justice system that is working really hard at getting it right. We have groups, even at Michigan State, that are doing awesome on educating. But there's very few places to put the girls.
What kind of counseling work does your counselor do? What's the heart of that person's treatment for these victims?
Well, we don't have a whole lot right now, so this counselor basically figures out what she needs, how to get her through. One that stayed in counseling the longest was she had been raped at the age of 6, and her perpetrator had, her mother was basically pimping her out. They went to jail, or the boyfriend went to prison. Mom's still in the picture. She can't get her life together because these girls, when something like that happens, you just don't go into a counseling session or even 2 years of counseling and get it.
No way.
My opinion, and this is just my opinion, these girls need to be taken out of the world for a while. My program's a 2-year program, where then we give them the counseling they need, but we give them life skills. We give them other options of what to do other than selling their body, which is the message that they've been told their whole life is that's their worth.
So relearning basic skills is kind of the end game, so they can reintegrate. What kinds of education and training help them reintegrate?
What I believe is basic life skills on I'm going to have business people come in and teach them how to be entrepreneurs, how to handle money, how to have a what you and I would call an adult conversation. some of these have had such traumatic experiences that even communicating, you know, they're in a fight or flight mode. They're protecting themselves at every step. And so it's getting them to a point where they trust someone enough to open up their heart and learn how to love and trust again.
Understood. Oh, understood. It sounds like just a monumental challenge. Yeah, I'm speaking with Sherry Montgomery, founder and president of the Lansing nonprofit House of Promise. The organization provides counseling, support, training, and education for victims of sex trafficking. But priority one is actually getting their hands on a home for these victims. How do the women you've worked with first become involved in sex trafficking? There must be some kind of pattern here. What is the most common pattern?
There's several, and it's hard to say common because I don't think I've been in it long enough to say all of them. But what I see is mainly starts with broken homes, parents trafficking out their kids, uncle coming into house, raping child, parents aren't paying attention. They get the message that that's their worth. They become promiscuous and end up falling into, you know, the wrong hands. Runaways are huge. Our foster care system, when they age out of foster care, these pimps know it. They're right there, you know, to offer these girls a different life. There's so many ways. There's the ways of being taken, you know, just, you know, but that's probably the least. But we've got a lot of little girls in the state of Michigan that are wanting a better life.
How many victims have passed through the House of Promise at this point?
Well,
you haven't been at this too long.
No, we haven't had the house. So, you know, we've had four girls that we've dealt with that have come through our counseling, but they've come and gone because of, you know, we don't have, you know, the home to keep them. They disappear. We get them for
so
a while.
So you're unable to do any follow-up to see whether they're
no. I just got another girl that's coming in, and we'll see. With her, I think she really just needs to be directed to some agencies. And I think with her, it's just having someone help her walk through because she's gone through such a traumatic instance in her life. This is, you know, one of them that was raped at the age of 6. And she's trying to get through life and she doesn't know how. And so it's getting someone just to direct her into, places where she can get the help.
Is your counselor a volunteer?
No. She does volunteer a lot of time, but, she is a woman that they depend on her salary. And so, you know, I insist on paying her something.
Tell us about your Beauty for Ashes gala coming up next month. This is a way to help.
This is amazing. This is my prayer that this is going to buy us a house. We found the house. We just need the money to buy it. Michigan State University Women's Resource Center have been amazing to the House of Promise. I just can't say enough about them. And they came to me and they said, we want to get you this house. And so they have started a program for the last few months, and they decided to do this gala for us. It's at the Kellogg Center. It's April 21st. It's going to be amazing. It's black tie. You can buy tickets right now online. Just go to thehouseofpromise.com. Make sure you put the in there, thehouseofpromise.com. And there is a tab there for Beauty for Ashes and buy your tickets. We need you there.
Thehouseofpromise.com. I've been speaking with Sherry Montgomery, founder and president of The House of Promise. The Lansing nonprofit provides counseling, support, training, and education for victims of sex trafficking, but they will improve their service if they find a home. Sherry, thank you for joining us today. Best of luck.
Thank you.